Getting an appointment to one of the military academies can be difficult, but Mike Hagee had a hometown connection that he thought might be able to help him make the cut. The top admiral of World War II once lived just down the street. The story of what happened when he asked for a recommendation is today's edition of The American Countryside. Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road. Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Mike Hagee is today CEO of the foundation which operates the War in the Pacific Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. It's located here because this is the hometown of Admiral Chester Nimitz, commander of the Pacific Fleet during World War II. Mike remembers when he sought his own academy appointment back in the 1960s.
So I wrote him a letter asking for his help, and he actually responded. And he said, "Dear Mike, thank you for your letter. I'm very proud that you're from Fredericksburg and that you want to go to the Naval Academy. I recommend you contact your two senators and your congressman. Best wishes, Chester W. Nimitz."
Despite not getting the letter of recommendation from Nimitz, Hagee did achieve the academy and went on to become the commander of the U.S. Marine Corps. Today, he helps share the vast collection of this museum, which spans three separate sites in town.
We have the Bush Gallery, about 30,000 square feet of artifacts. Our ticket is good for 48 hours because the museums are so large.
It's difficult to pick just one exhibit that stands out among so many amazing things here to see. However, Hagee says one moving story in the gallery really hits home with him.
There were five Sullivan brothers on board a Navy ship. The Navy ship was sunk and all five brothers were lost. That actually caused Roosevelt to change the law to where brothers cannot serve on Navy ships together.
Correspondence between the mother and the president helps share the story of the five brothers who all died aboard that ship. It is truly a place that helps us remember the price of freedom paid to win the war in the Pacific. Traveling the countryside in Fredericksburg, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.